Live from Glamptown, it's the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, an update here on my vehicle that is stuck in the mud. It's still stuck in the mud, but a tow truck did drive by but did not pull into Glamptown. So I'm here with Seth. You got a whole group of people. Is that right, bud?
Yeah, we got 24 people with us this year.
Wow. Now, you guys were all standing outside your tent, and were you doing the national anthem? What were you doing?
Yeah, every year we've came every year that they've had glamping, and the first song that we play out of any of our radios or anything that we have is the national anthem.
I love that. That is so America. I'm, like, tearing up.
Dude, no, that was pretty badass, man. So is this friends, family, like... who's all here with you guys?
Yeah, it started out with me and a bunch of our fraternity brothers and people that we went to college with.
Which was
where?
DePaul University over in Greencastle.
Cool.
Yeah, so we had a bunch of us that came out the first time, and it's just expanded from there. Now we got parents that have came out with us, brothers and sisters and friends and family, so it's just expanding every year.
Okay, so you're kind of an experienced glamper here at Glamptown, so I'm about to tell you something that might leave you shook.
Okay.
Have you heard the reports that Glamptown is actually on top of an ancient Indian burial ground?
I have not heard that, but it makes sense.
Why does it make sense?
Because, I mean, the Indianapolis 500 is everything awesome, and why would we not have that kind of a rumor going around?
So that makes you excited,
absolutely.
Like that it could be haunted.
He's not scared. Plus, what are you drinking there, a nice beer earlier in the morning?
Yeah, a nice cold Coors Light.
Yeah, dude, I wish I could hang out with you guys. And you guys, from where I'm seeing up top here, we're just broadcasting live here, Radio Now 100.9, I see a giant Jenga. Is that all your stuff? Like, tell us about your kind of glamping setup.
Yeah, so we come with a bunch of outdoor activities, if you will.
I like it.
We got a giant buckets that we'll play beer pong with, so it's a little bit more group involved.
I love that. That almost reminds me of like the Bozo game too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
So we just we come with a lot of fun, and it makes a lot more people that are just out here welcome to come up and hang out with us, and it's a great time.
I was going to ask, like, for Alex and I, this is our first time actually being at the Indy 500, being at Glamptown. We're doing Snake Pit on Sunday. So I'm kind of wondering, the vibe is pretty cool. Then everybody hangs out, is buddy-buddy, and it's friendly?
Yeah. Since they've started the glamping, we've just absolutely loved it. It's the only way to do the Indy 500 now is in our eyes. Everybody's friendly. The way that they do it is great. Obviously, we have the mud issue this year, but they're already doing as much as they can to help us with that. Like I said, if you're looking for people that are going to help you and make sure that you're having a good time, the people that are taking care of glampers, that's the way to do it.
Then let me ask you this, because you do have like a whole group of people. Would you guys be able to push me out of the mud after our broadcast at 10 if the tow truck doesn't come?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I don't know. We could give it a shot, but we'll see how that goes.
I think I'm going to be here till next year's Indy 500 when it dries out.
Well, listen, if you guys start any bonfires or anything, just be cautious that you don't conjure up any spirits.
Well, if anything starts coming out of the water, we'll let you know.
Thank you. I would
right
appreciate
there,
that.
So. We'll give you a heads up.
I saw a lot of stuff going into the water, dude. Well, hey, Seth, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for hopping on, man. Hope you have a great weekend. What are you doing? Are you going to like the actual carb day today?
Absolutely.
What are your plans?
We got carb day today. So just love going to watch the Indy Lights race. And then we got, you know, the Steve Miller Band later tonight. That's going to be a blast.
Cool.
And then the great thing, like I said, with glamping is they give you tickets to everything. So
wow.
You're here from start to finish, and they make sure that you have everything taken care of.
Are you going to shower this weekend? Are you just going to be your natural state?
You know, I've been debating that, actually.
With
the mud,
I
think that I'm just going to let it go and see what happens. You know, they always say it's good for the pores, so maybe I'll just get one of those mud masks. Don't think that I'm an Indian, you know, coming back to life if I've got a mud mask on. It's just me hanging out, having a good time.
Well, if you're in Glamptown, check out Seth and his entire crew, his friends and family here. They're totally badass. The first thing we noticed is right when they all got up, they were playing the national anthem, saluting it and everything. So, Seth, thank you so much for hopping on this morning with us on the
Joe and Alex
Show.
Absolutely, my pleasure.